It's EV News briefly for Monday, 8th of April. Everything EV in less than 5 minutes. If you haven't got time for the full podcast, Patreon supporters get the episodes first and ad-free. Be like them by clicking on a link in the show notes. Tesla is shifting its focus from the affordable $25,000 EV to robo-taxis, according to a Reuters report late on Friday, which Elon Musk, the CEO, would soon say that Reuters was lying, Reuters claiming that their focus was shifting to robo-taxis. And yet, some hours later, Musk would appear to contradict himself in part by then saying that in August we will get a full reveal of Tesla's robo-taxi, whether that is a finished vehicle that can hit the roads or whether it's a proof of concept that's then another 3 years away. We don't know. He was very non-specific. We're used to that by now. But at least some parts of that Reuters report were true. A well-sourced report that spoke to several people inside the company, known externally as H422 and internally as NV91, the cheap so-called Model 2, is meant to be mothballed for now whilst all of the work goes on robo-taxis. Others saying, well, it's going to be the same vehicle, same platform, it just means that you won't be able to buy it as a retail customer. Is that the end of the world with cheap Chinese cars coming in anyway? I'll let you make your mind up on that. But Tesla's chief designer, Franz von Holzhausen, addressed those rumours yesterday at the Peterson Auto Museum during a panel discussion. He was on stage and would simply say, stay tuned, don't believe what you read. Challenges, of course, ahead for Tesla's robo-taxi, meeting the needs and goals of regulators and legislators around the world will be difficult, is an understatement. And they also, of course, have the job this year of ramping Cybertruck, which for some reason, there's now 6 pages on one used car website, Car Gurus, of people trying to flog their Cybertrucks after only having them for a couple of miles. Also, Kelly Blue Book has the same thing. They're all starting around 150K, so people are trying to profit from these vehicles and flip them. Tesla is slashing prices, meanwhile, of their Model Y. I still continue to tell everybody this is the best value in EV world right now. This is basically a $33,000 Model Y after the federal tax credit is taken off. $32,990 for a Model Y. Brand new inventory. They've built it and it's sitting parked up somewhere, but that doesn't matter. Model Y, I think that's very good value. And they are allowing an FSD transfer to anyone who changes from their old Tesla to a new one. Global EV sales hit 13% of the total auto market in February of this year, a 3% increase on the same time last year. Kia are talking about their electrification strategy and their new models coming soon at their CEO Investor Day at the end of last week. First, we'll get the EV3 this year, then the EV2 and EV4 either side of it, and the EV5 by 2026. Volvo renaming their vehicles here in the UK and putting the new ones on sale. EC40 and EX40 get their new names because the EX40 then joins up with the EX30 and the EX90 rather than the old XC naming, if you follow me, which still exists for the combustion hybrid-y stuff. Kempower talking about their 1.2 megawatt charger for electric trucks and having to put on both a megawatt charging MCS plug and high-powered CCS2 for now, whilst MCS gets ratified and some of those commercial vehicles already on the market with CCS, not MCS. I think that needs to be a priority, I would say, for Charin to get that out in the market as soon as possible and align everybody behind MCS. Brazil sees a spike in Chinese EV imports before import taxes come in. By July 2026, it'll be a 35% import tax for those EVs from China into Brazil. And NIO launching their 150 kilowatt-hour semi-solid-state battery. All part of their battery swapping standard, but over 1,000 kilometers of range out of this in their NIO vehicles. And that's briefly